welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Caitlin. And today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 10 of Gotham, entitled Lovecraft.
Yeah, Lovecraft. All right, so today first thing you'll notice is that we have wonderful Caitlin here. You can call her Cat. That's what her friends call her.
Some people call me Cat.
So talk about your relationship with Gotham and podcasting and stuff.
Okay, well, I do another podcast with Dan about Girl Meets World. Been a really long time Batman fan with the comics and different animated series. So Gotham was pretty exciting when it came out, and I wasn't really sure what to expect.
Yeah.
And it's exceeded my expectations in some ways, and then, like, it's just been a total, like...
It's a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster. Yeah. I'm gonna go with that.
So the other thing you'll probably notice is that our sound quality is far different from usual. I was very excited because this was going to be the first time that we didn't record using Skype on this podcast. And so I brought a nice, good recording device, and then I forgot the SD card. So we're recording on an iPhone.
This night has been going so well. Dan showed up late. Then we had to go get our food, so that made us late to Gotham. So we had to watch it on... Can I say illegal?
Yeah.
Can I say illegal? Website.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into Gotham. Lovecraft. How would you grade Lovecraft?
As a person or not? I love Dick Lovecraft. As an episode, because there was a lot going on in this episode, like we said, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a B. It had its high and low points.
Yeah.
High and low points.
Yeah. I don't know. I wrote B. We discussed B. More I think about it, I'm like, maybe B minus. I don't know.
I can understand that, yeah.
It was one of those episodes where it's like, it had like a lot of ridiculous things and like silly dialogue and like goofy moments. And it's like, am I really going to take off points for that, or am I going to embrace how amazingly terrible it was?
Yeah, because there was like, I don't know if I want to call them references exactly to the Batman universe, to the Batman universe that we're all more accustomed to.
Yeah.
And not exactly Easter eggs, because they're, like, so blatant.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, like, so, I think the first thing is you might notice from our intro is that we thought Lovecraft's voice was hilarious.
Oh my god, best part of the episode. And so, how you doing? What is that accent?
Yeah, he's like Wayne Enterprises. And, like, he, like, didn't have that accent last time.
No, he's just, like, he's all flustered, yeah, man. He's riled up. Yeah. He had to go to his other condo in Uptown Gotham. Not the nice condo.
We thought the accent was terrible, but I loved it.
Oh my god.
So I don't even know how to grade it.
I need more people to talk like that, I think.
And, like, Bruce and Selina had, like, ridiculous dialogue through most of it, but I really enjoyed how ridiculous it was.
So, like, and also, ridiculous, like, I almost want to call it physical comedy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it was... Alright, so starting with the positives.
How is a homeless girl a gymnast?
Yeah, no, that's all she has time for is gym. So,
for her gym is the streets.
So the first positive thing I do have is just that, you know, we had higher stakes this week.
Yeah.
We're in, you know, things are about the main characters in peril, you know, everybody cares about the children off.
Yeah, I like Bruce interacting with Selina. That really brings his character up for me, because I've been really struggling with his character, not loving him.
Mm.
But, like, I feel like when he interacts with other people, like Alfred and Selina, that brings his character up.
Yeah.
As I like to call him, Tough Mama Alfred.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how to feel, because, so, I wrote, for the positives, I have some positive Bruce and Selina stuff, because I still, like, enjoy their interactions, but a lot of their dialogue is, like, crazy, like, you have to be like Smoke. Smoke doesn't make phone calls. But then you also have amazing
wanna
dialogue.
Want to kiss me? We can make out right now.
Yeah.
I'll take you to this bridge and we can make out.
Yeah, it's just, like, they are so forced. Like, there's no subtlety at all. It's, like, It was one thing last week, it was kind of, like, cute, and then it's, like, is every scene between them going to be about her saying she wants to kiss him? Now that he's kissed him, is every scene between them going to be her kissing him?
Yeah, because, like, I thought the scene where she was, like, if you hit me with, like, a piece of bread or whatever, like, I'll let you kiss me. Like, that was adorable, especially because he missed.
Yeah.
And then she was, like, you want to kiss me? And he was, like, I do, but no.
But you're not nice.
Yeah.
I only kiss nice girls. I know.
He's never been with it. None of the sirens are nice guys.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. And the mighty jump across the thing.
Oh my god. What is that?
I don't even
that
know.
That is not possible. Okay, if he had his, like, Batman equipment.
Batman training, Batman
yeah, exactly.
Batman full...
If he was
full,
Batman...
Batman full athleticism and yeah. age and experience.
And, like, his cape.
Yeah.
Cape helps. Then I'd be like, you know what? Batman would definitely make that jump. Yeah. Catwoman, definitely. And she's, like, borderline Catwoman, but yeah. she's, like, 14, so...
I think I said in the pilot podcast of this that I really thought that Catwoman was supposed to have powers the first time I saw her doing things.
Yeah.
And she definitely isn't supposed to.
It's so. Pretty ridiculous. Yeah. She took some of the venom.
I don't know. But I really enjoy, we both enjoyed when, after the big jump, Bruce goes, please don't run away, I'm out of breath.
Personally identify with Bruce Wayne.
It's just like his dialogue is so weird. Like last week, I was really happy between them because I thought he lost some of his like roboticism. Mm-hmm. But this week, it came back in full force. It was like he just doesn't talk like a human being. And I don't know if it's the actor, the director.
That was rather cruel of you.
Yeah.
And just things like that. Like,
yeah. Seeing you here. Like, I
think it would have helped a lot if we had seen him interact with
his parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
And, like, maybe that would have explained some things. Maybe, I don't know, like, he feels like he has to be the man of the house, and so he's much more proper than he used to be.
It just makes him seem like a joke.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like Batman. He seems like almost like he's, you know what, it kind of seems like Superman. Like, how proper and polite he is, and how he, like, is distanced from everyone. It seems, like, alien and overly polite, and that just isn't what I think of when I think of Batman.
Yeah, like, it's like he knows how to interact in the socialite.
Yeah, like, he's really good at faking it. Like, he's kind of a sociopath that can fake being a normal person.
Yeah,
like,
the alter ego is Bruce Wayne, not Batman.
Yeah, so it doesn't really... He's not... I don't know.
Not feeling it.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd still like their interactions. For me, the biggest highlight of this week's episode was the fallout for Gordon, and the fact that he's going to be reassigned to Arkham. Because to me, that just really opens up the show to different things. I feel like when we come back, they can't go back to what they've been doing. They can't do the weekly... random killing happen thing. He has to, you know, something is going to really fundamentally change about the show.
It really sets it apart from anyone who is like, it's just another cop show. You can really focus in on the Batman universe when you're at Arkham.
Yeah.
And I think we're also going to get a lot more red herrings about who the Joker is here. Because we've already had them.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, they can't just have someone escape every week. Is he gonna, like, what is he going to be doing? Dealing with, like, the politics? Is it going to be, like, Orange is the New Black Gotham Edition?
Well,
like,
you know, who knows more about crime than criminals? Yeah. That I bet he'll get some leads on the Wayne case.
Yeah. Yeah,
he'll probably work the Wayne case still, even though he's a security guard and not a police officer.
So, okay, two questions. One, how long do you think this lasts? And two, while that's happening, do we not see do we not see Bullock and do we not see Riddler or what? Do they have their own stories without him?
Okay, so as far as how long it lasts,
yeah.
I think it'll last until at least the end of the season.
Yeah.
And there'll either be a change at the end of the season or it'll end with him at Arkham. And maybe foreshadow something.
See, now, I hope you're right. The other part of me is thinking about, like, remember when Penguin was going to be out of Gotham for a long time? Like, I wouldn't be
Next episode.
Yeah, I wouldn't be that surprised if he was in Arkham for, like, two episodes so he could meet Leslie Tompkins and then he gets reassigned back or something. I mean, I hope I'm wrong.
I ship Gordon and Leslie Tompkins.
I ship... Okay, other big positive, no Barbara. Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, because things are so intense this episode, I was really worried we were going to, like, have a pause. Let's deal with this relationship drama. And they didn't
do that.
Because
that's what the show needs.
Yeah. Let's talk about some fish and penguin and Falcone.
Yeah, so one thing I want to bring up is when the penguin was talking to Falcone, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to find out who the mole is for you. And he said he will pay or something like that.
Yeah.
When he knows it's Liza. Yeah. So, like, I
mean, they have that conversation in the car where his, like, little underlings.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Why? It's just, it's interesting that he gives, like, no hint. Or, like, he could have said, like, who they are. Yeah. Like, is he gonna, like, try and frame one of his male associates?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because this is, like, the first time that we're seeing him do something against Falcone's best interests since the show started, basically. And so it does sort of open up the ideas of, you know, what is his bigger plan? What is Penguin aiming for?
Yeah.
Does he want Falcone taken down? Does he want Fish to rise so that he can kill Fish? Does he want everybody to die? He probably wants everybody to die.
I don't even understand Fish. Like, let's talk a little more about Fish. Because she's like, when Falcone is gone, his system will, like, slip on like a glove. Yeah. Oh, my God, say
slip
that again.
On me, like, it will slip all over me like a glove.
Can you say that?
I don't even know. She's like, it'll all become easy once we get, you know,
out of the take over. Yeah, it'll fit her like a glove, something like that. Some phrase gloves, that makes way more sense than
gloves
what I just
happening.
And so I'm kind of like, Fish, like, do you really think that many people like you? Or fear slash respect you? I can sort of see fear.
I mean, we're kind of leading to their end game, right? Her end game right now, right? Because she's saying, oh, those other people aren't happy about his tariff, so they'll want to help me. So, but, like, how long will that last?
Let's think about all those people at that table. Yeah. I feel like all those people at that table have equal standing in the family.
And, I mean, how many white guys want to work for a black woman? I mean, honestly. Like, they're all going to be, aren't they all egotistical, like,
I wouldn't even, not even the race thing, I just think, like, if this is the kind of society where they would be like, oh, like a lady boss.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That'd be ridiculous. Because, I haven't even seen.
I mean, it's cool that they're doing it. Nobody's
even. It's
great
that she's a woman in power. I'm actually trying to, like, think of, well,
it's just that the kind of characters these are would be misogynistic, so it's kind of, it seems weird.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just wanted to ask you, the lady cop.
Montoya? Or the
Montoya. So
or
she's
the captain?
Spanish. But the captain is a black woman in power. Okay.
Yeah. So it has some, like, on the pilot, I was really excited. I was like, oh, look, Crispus Allen's a black guy, they have the Spanish cop. They, like, started off good, and then all the female characters are stupid, besides Selena.
Montoya's not terrible.
She
for
was
me.
When she slept with Barbara.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, okay. I like the captain. The captain's good.
I like the captain too because she wanted to stay with Gordon, and you know, I mean, yeah, she left.
But she has a family, so I understand.
Yeah, and she showed more backbone than everyone else in that situation.
Yeah, and so I don't know. It's interesting. Let's see, okay, so I liked Alfred this week. I like
Tough
his,
Mama Alfred.
You know, I like his caring for Bruce, and, you know, he was a badass and all that
stuff. I was more invested in Alfred not being heartbroken over Bruce than Bruce actually surviving.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Bruce is fine, and both of them have problems this episode, but
I just wanted to say one more thing about Selena, is that I don't like what they're doing to her character now that she's interacting with Bruce more, because she's a strong, independent female character at this young age. She lives on the streets and everything.
Can take care of herself.
Exactly. Yeah. And now they're trying to make her boy crazy.
Is it boy crazy? I don't even know what it is. It's not really clear. Is it? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, but also, it's like, there's nothing wrong with her caring about someone.
Lot wrong with her trying to care about. Yeah. She's not a nice girl, Dan.
Because it is interesting, because he kept saying, you have some ulterior motives. So for me, the first few times, I thought I was agreeing with him. I was like, he's just saying this to play him in some way. Now it does actually seem like he actually likes him. I don't really know where you go with that. Like, they're so young. Yeah, what's your plan?
They have to have a falling out.
Yeah. It's just like, if you started Bruce at 16 or something, you could just have them get into a relationship and then have weird things happen from, like, but, like,
exactly.
But they're 12. We don't even know how old they are. So,
yeah. And also, like you were saying earlier, it looks like they're trying to set them up to be, like, destined forever.
Yeah.
It's like, let me tell you a story about Selena Kyle.
Yeah. Let's talk about Ivy, though.
Okay.
She's kind of controversial, I feel like. She's a fine character, but she's not Poison Ivy.
No.
Yeah, like, I think the actress is doing a good job, and the character's fine, but it's like, literally, you're changing her so much. You changed her name from Pamela.
Yeah, that bothers me so much.
Completely changed her temperament, her personality, you know, everything, her backstory. She's supposed to be, like, a smart scientist who cares about plants. Yeah, like, and instead she's, like, a total creepazoid who's on the streets.
And has this tragic backstory that her father was murdered by the police and her mother committed suicide.
Yeah, it's like, if you want this character, they don't have to be Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
You can make a new character. You've been doing that every episode.
Yeah, I don't even think that we needed Ivy. Yeah. I was going to call her Pamela, but they changed that.
Yeah. I don't get it. I did like the fact that Catwoman was scared of her. I do like the fact that Bullock killed her father, and so that sets up potentially...
I like that he killed her
father. Yeah, because it sets up potentially cool things. But, like, when? Is she going to... First of all, I don't know how old she's supposed to be. She seems...
Because they said she's younger.
Yeah.
But, like, she doesn't look that much younger, but that might just be weird casting.
Yeah, I mean, because especially, like, do you think Selena looks 15? Because the actress is 15.
I would say, like, 13, 14.
Yeah, which is probably what they want you to do, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Is Bruce, like, 12?
I think the character is. I don't know what the actor is.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I think the actors are all 12, 13. But, yeah, no, Ivy, I just don't... I also, again, it's like, what do you do with her long term?
Like, yeah, like, she just seems like a cameo character.
Yeah, like, is she just gonna pop up, just be creepy every once in a while? Or is she gonna try to kill someone when she's an 8-year-old and then end up at Arkham? I mean, I guess that could happen, but that's totally not who Ivy is. It has nothing to do with plants.
Yeah, when is she gonna become a botanist?
Yeah, no, I don't...
Like, the closest we've gotten to the plant thing is she was, like, hiding in a fern when Gordon showed up at her house.
I mean, I think maybe you could have her try to kill someone. She goes to Arkham, then she gets reformed and becomes a botanist, and then, but she still has that tinge of the crazy eye. And, like, I don't know.
I guess so.
But it's like with the dumb assassins.
Oh my god, worst assassins ever. They're so slow, they can't catch children.
Yeah, they really
like,
can.
Okay, I can... Selina Kyle, like, it's kind of believable that they wouldn't catch her. Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
the most athletic character on the show.
I mean, also, like, are we gonna get a backstory for Alfred? Because, yes, he's supposed to be, like, badass, but we have no actual idea of his training, right? And so he took on 3 trained assassins who didn't really try to
shoot
a whole lot.
Tough mama Alfred.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, and, like, when that woman came in...
Yeah.
So she had, like, the whole, like... You know, I've been hurt in a car accident, like, please help me thing. She completely blows her cover and, like, has these, like, weird, crazy eyes. Yeah. Like, she's gonna eat the children.
Yeah.
And then her 2 other guys just come storming in. It's like, why didn't they, like, go upstairs? You, like, cover the downstairs. Yeah. Be assassins.
Yeah, I don't get it. I also think that opening scene of her killing the gardener was totally unnecessary. Because wouldn't it have been more... intriguing if she came in and you didn't know who she was.
Yeah, even if she, like, had that weird cover-blown thing happen, it still would have been better.
Yeah.
Because, like, the audience would have been, like, more like, whoa, like, what's going on with her? Rather than, like, oh, this dumb assassin.
Yeah.
And then, like, she didn't even kill Gordon. I mean, she didn't, or Bruce. I mean, she mentioned that they weren't on the contract or whatever.
I don't understand why Gordon wasn't on the contract if he's the main person driving the investigation going after Gordon.
Or Harvey Dent.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Let's talk about Harvey Dent, though. That's a good...
Yeah,
So you don't like him that much.
No, one of my biggest things is I really wish he was the age he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
We could have had a fun play date with Harvey and Bruce.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the fact that, like, I don't need everything to be exactly right, but if you change it and it's not as good, I'm not going to be happy. Because, like, if you watch the Batman the Animated Series 2-part episode about Two-Face's introduction, him being Bruce's friend is, like, a really important piece of that puzzle.
Yeah.
And, like... So you're losing that, and what are you gaining instead? The fact that he can be buddies with Gordon, and that he's like a slime... He's kind of a slime ball. He doesn't seem like a good guy. Like, last week, he sort of seemed like he actually was a good guy, right? But, like...
Yeah, I didn't like the way that they played up the, like, split personality thing so much. I'm not feeling the actor. I don't think it was a great casting decision, personally.
I don't have an issue with the actor. I mean, obviously, the split personality thing was just really crazy and out of nowhere, but that was their directing decision, I think, mostly. But mm-hmm. I do think that this week, instead of it seeming like he has, like, this, he's, like, good, he tries to do good, but he has this anger issue or the split personality issue, instead of this week, he just seemed like a slime. He just seemed like...
Yeah, like, he wasn't supposed to tell anyone about Selena or Gordon and leaked both their names.
Yeah.
And
well, he actually just leaked Gordon's name, and they found out.
Yeah,
Gordon.
But... Yeah, so...
But he did that...
He inadvertently put a child in danger, and also an officer that he seemed to agree with his morals at first.
Yeah.
Like, he was the only one who was trying to, like, stand up for Gotham.
Yeah.
You know, try and solve the Wayne case, which Harvey didn't seem to care about.
Yeah.
And was, like, one of the only political officials who didn't want to sweep that under the rug.
Yeah. I will give it credit this week... Oh, I completely forgot to talk about this. Is that Riddler did not have any, like, I'm the Riddler moments. And neither did Dent. And
don't hate on Enigma.
Yeah. No, I mean, so I actually really liked Edward this week. Him being sad about Gordon leaving, was adorable.
He hugged him. Yeah. I was wondering if he was going to be, like, one of those people who don't like touching or something. Yeah. But, like, no, emotional.
And I was actually sad about seeing Bullock and Gordon split up.
Yes, yeah. They, you know what, for what it's worth,
in
the world of Gotham, they're a good team.
Yeah.
They're a good team.
Yeah, I'm beginning to definitely like that dynamic, even though I still feel like Gordon was super underutilized in this episode. Like, yes, his ending was nice.
Yeah,
like,
he went to Arkham, and that's going to change the pace of the show.
But this particular episode, he didn't do a whole lot.
He got knocked out by bad assassins.
Yeah.
While Lovecraft got shot in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Lovecraft. Best ever.
Yeah, and then there's the last thing I wanted to mention was we talked about how Falcone kills the guy at the dinner table.
And then he just, like, starts walking around the table. He's like, I don't know who he was working with. And I'm like, I don't think you're going to find out now.
Yeah, it's like...
I think you lost the one way you were going to
find out. I know you want to make, like, a statement, right? But maybe you could have questioned him first about, like, who he was working with.
Yeah.
That might have been a good idea.
And then he's just like, fish trust me. I trust fish. Okay. That's a good decision.
It was weird for me. I thought it felt weird. That whole scene with him and Penguin felt weird to me.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like... I thought Falcone trusted him more at this point. Especially considering we knew... Falcone knows that she was sleeping with Nikolai to take him down. So I don't understand what that's about, but...
Yeah, this week he seemed to have, like, a totally different perception of fish.
Yeah.
When he's like, you don't like fish, so I'm just not gonna listen to anything you say. And it's like, most people don't like fish.
I mean, I understand he wants proof, but it's still weird.
Yeah, it's like, so if he wants proof, he should be suspicious, not being like, oh, it's just fish being fish.
Fish being fish. Also, we haven't seen Maroni in a while.
Yeah.
All right, let's send out, we got a tweet, I'm going to try to bring it up here. So we got one nice little tweet from @KingMike115. King Mike said, in response to me saying, what did everybody think of Gotham tonight? He said, it was all that I thought it would be, amazing. So I'm really glad you enjoyed the episode.
It was a fun episode.
Yeah, definitely fun. You know, one of the more action-packed episodes, and I enjoyed that. And I do enjoy, like, what it has to come, and the Arkham ending makes me excited.
And a lot more people were intertwined with each other in a more logical way.
Yeah,
you know, we had Gordon and Bullock, you know, they're police officers working a case with Bruce and Selina.
And Alfred interacting with a lot more people than he's ever interacted with Fish.
And, Fish made actual sense, like, being thrown into the Wayne case that way.
Yeah. I did think Alfred's little, like, interaction with Fish was kind of weird. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, like, you are, like, beautiful and strong and care about honor, don't you? Like, I get that he was trying to get something out of this, but I didn't really know where that was going.
Yeah, no, I don't... He's like an old-fashioned warrior, Alfred. He's like random samurai in the Gotham universe.
I thought that was silly. They were playing ninja music.
Yeah, they were.
When Selina was, like, on the screen.
Yep.
Ninja Cat.
Well, they like that. Alright, so let's end out. If you want to contact us, and please do, you can check us out on Twitter @SuperheroTVPod. This is actually a new Twitter name for us. that I switched up yesterday because I wanted people to be able to easily find us, and I figured Superhero TV, and then you can search that and you'll find us. So please check us out there. We put up all tons of superhero movie and TV news, and you can interact with us out there. How can they email us?
They can email you us. smallscreenjustice@gmail.com.
And they can check out our blog at smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. Please rate us, review us, or subscribe to us on iTunes. That would really help us get a bigger audience, and that would make us happy. So.
And if they're happy, you're happy.
Yeah.
Trust me on that.
So, thank you for listening, and have a baddie day. I don't even know. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Okay, bye.